This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden today announced key appointments for his economic team.
Today, I have the pleasure of announcing key nominations and appointments for the critical economic positions in the administration. A first-rate team that's going to get us through this ongoing economic crisis and help us build the economy back, not just build it back, but build it back better than it was before.
The president-elect nominated Janet Yellen to the position of Secretary of the Treasury, an appointment that has already achieved much bipartisan praise. She will be the first woman in American history to hold that position. His second announced election was Neera Tanden as director of the government's Office of Management and Budget. If confirmed by the Senate, Tanden would be the first woman of color and first South Asian American to head the agency. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the election results were dealt another blow. The nation's top law enforcement official says there's no fraud to be found that would change the president election. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 election. His comments in an interview with the Associated Press come despite President Trump's repeated claims that the election was stolen. Barr said U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working to follow up specific complaints and information they've received, but told the AP, quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Some establishment Republicans are sounding alarms that President Donald Trump's denial of his own defeat could threaten the party's ability to win a Senate majority and counter President-elect Joe Biden's administration. From Washington, via remote, you're listening to